Thousands of federal employees are taking part in the disaster recovery efforts in 10 states and the district. FEMA had pre-positioned employees before the storm. Now the Federal Communications Commission has teams ready to help restore communications across the East Coast, and the Energy Department is working with electricity providers to support their repairs. Craig Fugate is the administrator of FEMA.
Many of whom were already in the area that are supporting initial response recovery, as well as those deploying in, just know the number is going up rapidly as we are able to get into these areas and have identified some of the needs that states are identifying they want us to work on.
Now, FEMA put generators and more than 1,500 employees along the East Coast before the storm hit to help get critical facilities back online more quickly. FEMA also will provide loans through its disaster relief program. Fugate said the agency is adding a layer of oversight to further reduce the amount of fraud that might occur.
We're going to dispatch what we call housing inspectors that when people register for FEMA, we'll go out and we actually verify the pertinent information and verify the residents for the full assistance program. But also we're going to be turning on part of the program to help with immediate housing needs, what we call our temporary shelter assistance program. But again, it's always based upon trying to get the best information and verifying that the individual families in the area of impact had eligible losses without trying to produce an unfair burden that prevents us from helping people.
Fugate says the agency has more than $3 billion in its relief fund, enough to get through this emergency. The FCC has been working around the clock since last weekend. It's activated the Disaster Response Information System to receive updates on the health of the telecommunications infrastructure. David Turetsky leads FCC's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau.
We also have presently three roll call teams ready to be deployed to conduct post-event analysis of the radio signal environment. What those are specialized teams with specialized equipment that can go out after an incident to see what's on the air and what's off the air and the different spectrum segments that are in use. And those will be deployed if and when FEMA asks us to do that in support of their efforts.
Turetsky says that as of Tuesday afternoon, about 7 to 8 million people were without power. He says approximately 25% of all cell sites across the 10 states were out of service, and that's of 10 o'clock this morning, and many cell sites were running on backup power. Turetsky also says about 25% of all cable TV, including hardline phones and broadband connections, they were also out of service. He says the effect on the communications infrastructure across the 10 states could get worse before it gets better. Delays caused by flooding or snow could push these towers or systems running on battery power to go offline over the next few days also.